Armadoxy for Today, Transfigured Life, Part 5 of a series on the Transfiguration of Jesus Christ. Today we look at the practical application of the Transfiguration in our lives. Yes, that's right, the Transfiguration is a moment in history, but it touches us today, 2,000 years after the event. In review, during the Transfiguration, Jesus radiates light, giving us a glimpse of his divinity. On day 2, we found the reaction that Peter had is no different than ours when in the presence of the eternal. We are grounded in the secular and opt for the profane rather than the sacred. And so the challenge is to rise from the confines that bind us. The call is from God to listen to him. This was the focus of day 3, which is an alignment with love, unconditional and pure. The call transcends our ethnicity, nationality, and our religious preferences, as we learn from the Vartavar connection. The invitation is to humanity and humankind. On day 4, we learn that Jesus transfers the light from himself to us, to everyone, giving an opportunity to participate in the divine nature. On this final day, we bring together all that we have learned and understand that the divine nature is accessible to us all, young and old, rich and poor, so that the kingdom of God is at hand. If each of us has within us the graces and love of God, our first and foremost obligation is to one another, to love, to respect, to honor, to understand, to appreciate this gift of God in our fellow human being. St. John explains this. You are of God and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. With these words, St. John wrote his letter in the 1st century, and it talks to us today, because it shows us the path to peace. Peace is possible because the obstacles to peace have been removed, seeing God not without us but within us. The Greek saint Nectarios beautifully proclaims, seek God daily, but seek him in your heart, not outside it. And when you find him, stand in fear and trembling like the cherubim and the seraphim, for your heart has become a throne of God. So not only is peace possible, but peace is at hand. The Transfiguration is a reminder that we are of God, and our return to God is through love, the love that we express to one another. Once again, hear the voice saying, loud and clear, listen to him. Today we pray, Lord, I open my receptors, my ears and my eyes, and all my senses to receive the light of the Transfiguration. May I share that light and see it in my brothers and sisters in this world. Amen.
We trust you've been blessed by this mini-series on the Transfiguration offered by Father Voskin Mauve Session. Please visit us on the web at epostle.net, where you'll find all 5 episodes of this series, as well as daily reflections and meditation and a wide variety of resources about Armadoxy, the OG source of Christianity. Also, as a reminder, these programs are made possible through your generous donations. Please visit the donation page on our website. For Father Voskin and the entire Apostle team, this is Gia thanking you and wishing you a blessed day.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.